Blog Talk Radio.
It's like the morning time. Don't wanna wake up, I just wanna stay in bed. But if I'm next to you, I'm looking forward to just laying in this bed. Ooh, that never gets old. Promise you'll never let go. I don't want no one else, so we should be chilling back. Ain't nothing wrong with that. So tell me that. Yes, I am. You know I'm the best I am. You're fooling, I take me as I am. Tell me I'm the best I am. I be feeling like yes, I am. I am. You know I'm the best I am. You be fooling, I take me as I am. Take me for granted, you'll be regretting it. Oh, I should be your last, oh yeah. Ooh, that never gets old. Promise you'll never let go. Grass ain't green nowhere else, so we should be chilling back. Ain't nothing wrong with that. So tell me that.
I love myself, but I can do what they want whenever they want. I don't mind. I love myself. He said I gotta get up like the world is suicide. I love myself.
of police. And a rock on a corner and a line full of fiend. And a bottle full of lean and a motto on a scene, yeah. These days of frustration, keep y'all on tuck in rotation. I duck these cold faces, post up these 5-4 faces. Dreams of reality's peace, blow steam in the face of the beast. The sky can fall down, the wind can cry now, the strong in me, I still smile.
I love myself,
the world is a ghetto, big guns and dick inside.
Don't feel sorry.
My life.
Clearly, I am not a fat ass. I am active brain and lip-smacking peach deep, sometimes too aggressive in its honesty, and heart sweet that loves wholly and completely whom it may choose, whomever it may choose. I am not gonna lie and pacify. I am arms to hold. I am lips to speak. I am a motherfucking G. Strong legs that stroll off the 33 bus or out of a money green phantom comfortably. Knees that bend to pray, clean from Ajax washings. Hair that is thick and soft. Thighs that betwixt an amazing all expense grand prize. I am eyes that sing, smile that brightens, touch that rings and supplies euphoric release. I am a grand dom queen beast. I am warm, I am peace. From the roads of Botswana, from 23rd Street, from the inside, third eye, ever watching this wicked, wicked system of things I do see. I am friend to pen and a lover of strong women, a diamond to men. I am curious and interested like children. I welcome the wise to teach, appreciator of my culture, thick, not just from bone dense and eat. I have a rhythm in my ways and a practice in my seek. And yes, I do crave the rhythm of my space with a man that rejoices in God's grace. With faith, I do hear to listen to hands that fist when force pushes to shove and your ego won't submit. And I am gifted. I am all of this. And indeed, the shit. Clearly, I am not just an ass.
Get it. season change.
Dodging cops, fuck around and get locked, you ain't never coming home with it. Look, my nigga, I came from the sewer. Don't shit on my past, you ain't come from a newer. You see reason in UCLA. But bitch, I ain't come from no ruin. Just know all my niggas, we struggle for it. Have to hustle for it, cry puddles for it. My pops watch his sister get locked for it. I done see my niggas get knocked for it. Like, give me that. I carry the llama like a piggyback. I carry my city like guilt that ain't got no forgiveness. No way out, shit, we locked in the system. Catch a case and they not gon' forgive you. White skin, you be out before Christmas. Shit, auntie missed 8 of those days. Tears from me, had to pray those days. Had to slave those days. Should we had to hit up a couple hood giveaways those days. Thank God for every inch that he gave us. Thank God for everything, cause he made us. Like when that car bit the block, 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 hit the homie, but we made it to ER and he saved us. Thinking that he could've died, nigga, we was praying to the sky and his mama cried rivers. Healed up, but tough luck, he tried to get revenge, had to drop bullets, popped, and they killed him. Worst part is that he sounds so familiar.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany Radio.
I am learning to abandon the world before it can abandon me. Already I have given up the moon and snow, closing my shades against the claims of white. And the world has taken my father and friends. I have given up melodic lines of hills, moving to a flat, tuneless landscape. And every night I give my body up, limb by limb, working upward, a crossbone toward the heart. But morning comes with a small reprise of coffee and bird songs. A tree outside the window, which was simply shadow moments ago, takes back its branches twig by leafy twig. And as I take my body back, the sun lays its warm muzzle on my lap as if to make amends. That is, I am learning to abandon the world by Linda Pastan. Good evening, kings and queens. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters, a For Real Entertainment Network. Ladies and gents, tonight we are taking on the great I am statement. Who are you? Affirm yourself so that the world might become, your words might become flesh. Your words are powerful, and how you view yourself is immeasurably important to who you might become. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Queen Simmons, a.k.a. Zwina, and I'm joined by my royal co-host, King Atterbury. Good evening, King. How are you tonight?
I'm chilling. I'm chilling. What's good, everybody out there? How you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling awesome. Enjoying the vibes, enjoying the music, and I'm looking forward to hearing what, you know, what poetry comes out of this conversation, because this has been on my mind all week. It's like, it's a very, you know, powerful topic to take on. It's like acknowledging who you are and affirming who you are. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt. And you know, full moon, the energy is in the air, so this is the best time to manifest a lot of things, what you want to do, how you want to be, how you want to live your life, and where you want to be, where you going to, so, you know, ain't no time to be stuck on yourself, you know what I'm saying, you got to step out of your own self and just go out there in the world and get it, you know what I mean? So,
ooh, I like that perspective. I'm feeling that.
Yeah, we already have the equipment. You know what I'm saying? The brain.
Right.
The brain is a terrible thing to waste. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So, that's what we
have. Very true. I understand now, you know. I love when you explain your ideas. Sometimes you give me your ideas and I'm like, I don't understand them, but then when you explain it from your perspective, I'm like, oh, okay. Now I get where the mad scientist is going with all of this. I get you.
I'm creatively crazy, that's all.
I feel you. Before we get this night started, I do want to take some time to let everyone know that this show is brought to you by Raw Links. Why be average when you can definitely be raw? I'm rocking mine tonight. How about you, King?
always on point with it. Always. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So your pictures that you've been putting up and your promotion, you've definitely been rocking it crazy. I'm digging it. I'm digging it. Y'all masterminds working together, you and, you know, For Real the Poet, a.k.a. author Larry Maddox, the man behind the magic. You know, you guys are letting your brains work together to come together with some amazing custom pieces, and I'm totally feeling them.
Yeah, you know, I got another idea for another piece. Like I said, I'm gonna be rolling out. You know what I mean?
I see.
The energy from them bracelets and necklaces is awesome.
Okay, yeah. But, oh man, my moonstone bracelet that's a poet with the mic on it. I put those on every time I get ready to go and perform, or I feel like I need that extra courage. It's like I hear him in the background, like, yeah, you know, giving me that courage that I need to move forward.
No doubt. That's what's up.
I love it. I love all of my pieces, but those are my favorites by far.
Somehow I feel like he's sort of mystical. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So,
I'm feeling that.
Definitely
knows his stuff. So if you're looking for custom jewels and you're looking for out of natural stones and beautiful pieces, some beautiful artful pieces, customs. If you're looking for it, reach out. Author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, and Raw Links. Definitely hop on those. Definitely.
That's right.
I do want to
work. Right.
Yeah. And, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I'll be a testimony.
For sure. Check out King's bio. He's definitely rocking the Raw Links with it. All of them. I'm digging those pieces. I got to catch up. I do want to let you know, if you guys are listening in online and you want to join us, take on the conversation. I promise King does not bite. Neither do I. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Just make sure you hit that one in order to be heard. Oh, are you ready for some fun tonight? Are you ready for some manifestations and
bring everything into fruition?
Yes,
you gotta beat out the odds. When I, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, a lot of times the full moon affects people differently. I love the full moon because the energy just resonates with who I am and how I live my life in this world. So,
I feel you. All right, with that being said, I would love to hear what you brought on the topic.
What I brought tonight is the prompt for the show. I am.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You ready? The mic is yours.
All right. I am an original who see through the differences of troubled societies. I am a black man standing on the shoulders of my ancestors. I am truth, looking at the liars of injustice thoughts. I am scissors cutting the strings off the puppet master's dolls. I am the strength moving in circles that see the weak taken advantage of. I am the curve that don't answer to manipulators and opportunists. I am the bell that ring like 12 o'clock on a Sunday. You know what time it is. I am the child of two people that gave life to a guardian. I am the writer, the poet, the author, the creative content maker without distraction. I am the pen that hit the pad with a rhyme scheme or manifesting ill words spoken. I am the gentleman that opened opportunities willingly holding humility. I am a timekeeper projecting direction without tardiness. I am the energy within an energy that carry a life force. I am the power source connected to a tribe of outlets. I am the input to a story so grand beyond my plans. I am the newest rendition of the man behind my father's hands. Galatron is back. Mr. Archive King.
All of that, the energy, the flow, the...
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That's the takeover.
Yeah, Yeah,
I'm feeling that one. That was amazing. Look at you. My goodness. I like that line where you were like the scissors cutting the strings from the puppet master's dolls. You went in.
You better believe it on that. And believe it or not, I have never been puppet mastered in my life. Because if ever I'm puppet mastered, I'll be done kill a puppet master with his own strings when I come forth that.
I know that's right.
Puppet master me or not, you got another thing coming on that. You know what I'm saying? Kill you with your own thoughts.
Ooh, sheesh. We ain't even going to unpack that last line, but okay. All right now. Talk that talk, money.
Real talk.
Talk that talk. I feel you. That was definitely, ooh, you brought the thunder with that one. You surely did. Yeah. I'm totally feeling it. I don't even want to. I'm not going behind.
Come on
you.
Now,
you let me go.
Yeah,
I'll read later.
All right, well, if you want to open these phone lines, then we can open these phone lines. You know what I'm saying? You the queen of the castle on that, so there we go.
I can't follow that because I'm like, oh, I'm still feeling it. It's still vibrating in my chest right now. Like, I just want to marinate on everything that you said because those are like the ultimate affirmations of self, and it is the ownership of all that you are, and that's dope. That's very, very dope. And yes, all of that. Okay, honor where it's due. You definitely deserve your flowers tonight. That was amazing.
Like I said, I definitely appreciate that. Full moon energy.
Well, listen, how about we just cleanse the palate with a little song before we bring in our next caller? Do you think that's okay?
Hey, that's fly with me.
Okay. All right, let's see.
Get away with that, you criticize our method of how we make records. You said it wasn't art, so now we're gonna rip you apart. Stop, check it out, my man. This is the music of a hip-hop band. Jazz, well you can call it that. But this jazz retains a new format. Point, well you misjudged us. Speculated, created a fuss.
You've made the same mistake politicians have.
Talking all that jazz. Is cheap, but like beauty, talk is just been deep. And when you lie and you talk a lot, people tell you to step off a lot. You see, you misunderstood. A sample just a tactic, a portion of my method, a tool. In fact, it's only of importance when I make it a priority. And what we samples are by the majority.
But you a minority in terms of thought,
narrow-minded
and poorly taught about hip-hop fame or the silly game to erase my music so no one uses it.
You step on us and we'll step on you.
Can't have your cake and eat it too.
Talking all that jazz. When you talk more jazz than proof, and when you lie and address something you don't know,
it's so whack that it's bound to show.
When you lie about me and the band, we get angry. We're about our pen start writing again, and the things we write are always true. Sucker, get a grip, now we talk about you. Seems to me that you have a problem, so we can see what we can do to solve them.
Think rap is a fad, you must be mad, cause we're so bad we get respect you never had.
Tell the truth, James Brown was old, tell Eric and Rock came out what I got sold.
Rap brings back old R&B, and if we would not, people could have forgotten.
We want to make this perfectly clear. We're talented and strong and have no fear
of those who choose to judge but lack pizzazz.
Talking all that jazz.
Now we're not trying to be a boss to you. We just want to get across to you
that if you're talking jazz, the situation is a no-win.
You might even get hurt, my friend.
Supersonic, the hip-hop band.
And like Fly in the Family Stone, we will stand
up for the music we live and play,
and for the song we sing today.
For now, let us set the record straight,
and later on we'll have a forum and a formal debate.
But it's important you remember, though,
what you reap is what you sow.
Talking all that jazz.
Talking all that jazz. Talking all that jazz.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to King and Queen's Quarters, a For Real Entertainment Network King. Whew.
Talking all that jazz.
Recovered from that piece. Yeah. And we're back in the crate today. I feel it. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it.
Yeah, that was a joy. Right. That's a sonic.
All right. Well, let's see. Are you ready to take our first caller of the night?
Yes, let's bring in the first caller.
Okay. All right, it looks like first of all tonight we have our own station manager, Poetic. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters tonight, Poetic. How are you today?
Oh, man, I am great. How you doing tonight? How y'all doing tonight?
Feeling good, man. Feeling good.
Yeah, man, I'm doing it.
Y'all really put me in the mood to spit this piece now. Talking all that jazz. Y'all put me in the mood.
Yes.
Phenomenal.
Yes, I'm loving it. Okay. I'm feeling it. Are you ready to take on this topic? This is, I think that, I can't wait to hear what you have to say on this. I don't even think I'm going to, you know, I'm going to stand out the way and let the men converse. I'm going to just stand by and wait to hear
it. I'm definitely ready. King, you know, you came through with all those affirmations, brother. Yo, phenomenal, bro. I can't wait to hear yours, Queen Simmons. What you talking about?
Thank you, brother.
And then look, how's she going to say she can't come behind you? So she just want to throw the first call up under the mic? Come behind you? Really? That's how we doing? Man.
Look, I couldn't. You know what? I just this conversation took me so many places. You know what I mean? It took me really introspective, and I'm kind of like, I'm not ready to share what has come out of it just yet.
So
hopefully, I'll be brave enough by later on. So I'm gonna just let you guys, you know. I'm going to just absorb all of the positive energy that I know you guys are going to bring and all those fantastic affirmations and just, you know, be a student of the world right now because you guys definitely always teach it.
I hear that. Yes. Can you see how she smoothed that over, bro? She smoothed that
I know. You know I watch everything. You know what I mean?
Oh, y'all get on my nerves.
She ain't going to slide out too comfortably. You know me.
No, you
It's all good.
And you're right on the stage. Where you going? The curtain ain't closed yet.
Right.
Okay. I'll be back right after the, you know. Let's see what you have to do for, because I know talking all that jazz put you in the energy. We're not going to take you out of that space. We're going to let you flow.
Put me in a mood.
Yes. All right, premiere. All right. When you're ready, the mic is all yours.
Appreciate it. I am your nightmare and your dreams. I relentlessly can invoke demonized words mixed with metaphors that release nocturnal emissions. I mean, in other words, I can make you feel so good and mad at the same time. I am the component that makes you scream or that element that makes you cream at the same damn time. The evolution of your pain becomes my pleasure. I suggest sealing the opening of your enclosure before I am in. The I am in me takes over and explore your gateway. You know the path widely traveled every day. That place that rests between your ears, that controls your desires and your fears. So tell me, do you know who I am? Does it make your thoughts quiver? Do you know who I am? Feel the presence of my melanin. Soak it into your pores so you can be delighted and prepared to give in to the idea and concept that my lines of poetry go deeper than the mystic arts in me. Well, I'm channeling demon-sized cadences, ripping apart the time continuum, ignoring second chances. These hurtful litigations create sensitive situations coming from all obstructive defamations, complete with verbal penetrations, while soliciting unique combinations of nightmare dreams that lead to sleep deprivation. Because my mind is held captive, waiting for transportation into the unknown abyss without hesitation. Because as you sit there shaking with a smile on your face, I feel it's my place to encourage your deepest desire's outcome. And where I'm from makes Freddy Krueger scream. Jason Voorhees pissing his pants while Michael Myers just dream. So you have one choice. You can remember who I am. Speak up. Let me hear your voice.
Oh, yeah. Let's give that man a round of applause.
I was holding my breath. What's it?
Yeah. That's a good shot.
Ooh.
That,
ooh.
That had
oh
four
my God.
More energy all over it. That's what's up, brother. That was very, very good. Very, very good. Man.
That was
thank
amazing.
God.
I'm sitting here and I'm like, trying to keep up in the scribble, you know, write down some of these lines, these gems you're dropping. And it's like, no, wait, let's just enjoy this because this is man at his best. Okay, now y'all wowing tonight. Y'all showing out. Y'all are showing out. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, y'all have this prompt, man. What are we supposed to do? I mean, we got to come through and show you who we are, right?
That's yes. Right. That's right.
Yes,
out the
came with
the
affirmations and poetic, what the masculine energy. It's just like you're just howling wolves in poetic form. Listen, I'm glad I got out the way.
Appreciate you.
Ooh, that
down,
was
brother.
Amazing. I got to go back and listen
phenomenal
to that one.
Piece, man.
Thank you for inspiring the piece with your prompt.
Oh, that's got to go into the next book. That was definitely dope. All right. Well, Poetic, before we let you get out of here, do you mind letting us know what you have going on?
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, join me and my brother J-Rob, the wise son, this week, Thursday night for the Get Down. You don't want to miss it. Make sure you tune in and come on through. Monday night, y'all. Monday night. My goodness. This coming Monday night next week, y'all, is the return of the Soul Cafe with the host, the CEO himself, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, La Perla Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. That's where I'm at, y'all. That's where I'm at. Make sure y'all come through and join us.
All right. That's what's up.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun. Okay. All right, Poetic. Well, you know, I know you guys are fixing the mic budget, but I think we need a new one right now. And
yeah,
show
I've,
just
already,
getting started.
I've already got
mic drop.
You know, I've already told them. Yeah, new mics already.
That was done. That one's done. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. We appreciate
you.
Oh,
thank you so much. I appreciate y'all. One love, one mic, and take your socks off. Baby.
One love, one mic. Baby.
One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Poetic, a.k.a. Van Meadows. Woo! Blazing the mic tonight.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what? I didn't, you know, you never really expect or you know, you can guess where a person is going to take a prompt or what perspective they're going to come from it. And I was thinking everybody's going to do the same sort of thing, but everybody can approach a subject a different way. I'm learning so much tonight. But that piece was definitely good.
Yeah, it was phenomenal. I enjoyed it.
I did too. All right, are you ready to take our next caller?
That's right. Let's bring the call in.
Okay. Ooh, it looks like we're getting a visit from our Canadian friend, Lady A. Lady A, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How about you? I always enjoy your – there's so many good shows on most of the week,
good.
And I love to tap into them. It's really great.
Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate it.
We always appreciate
your support. Yes, we do. So how's everything going? How are you doing well?
Yeah, not too bad. I just wanted to mention, too, when you were talking at the opening about Raw Links, I purchased a piece of jewelry from him, and it came all the way to Canada, and beautiful bracelet. Yeah, gorgeous bracelet, and I would recommend anybody that's looking for something unique and special to take a look at his to Larry Maddox's jewelry work, because he does a wonderful job and it's really quality too. And I was very impressed with it.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations and welcome to the club. Welcome to the Raw Links family. We welcome you.
That's right.
Yeah, he does great.
Nice. That's wonderful to hear. Did you get a custom piece or did you get one from
the
website?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, no, I got a custom piece.
And it makes it all the more special. That is wonderful.
Yeah, and I'm a total jewelry freak, so I it's really a beautiful bracelet. He does great work.
He does. He absolutely does. Oh, yes. Well, that's great to hear, Lady A. Tonight we're taking on the I Am statement, and we would love to hear what you have to say on the topic. I Am.
Okay.
Just those pieces that you discuss yourself, you affirm yourself, you speak up for yourself. So
affirmations, baby, affirmations.
Yeah.
Affirmations.
I wrote this piece 7 years ago, but it's applicable to today because, you know, sometimes we battle things that within our families especially, and this is something that's ongoing for me, and it's really, really hard because I was divorced about, 150 years ago it seems now, but sometimes when people don't talk about their feelings, it manifests itself in so many different ways. And critical opinions become so powerful. And then, you know, they don't want to listen. So after a while, you just want to say something quite unflattering. But it's, like I said, it's an ongoing thing. But if you don't talk about things that bother you, whether you're a non-confrontational person or a person that buries your feelings, it only comes out in very negative ways. So that's kind of the background of this piece, and it's called Who Does She See? Look in the mirror.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. The mic is yours.
Okay, thanks. Who does she see? Look in the mirror, who do you see? The face resembles the same person, it seems. Who is that one staring back from the glass? She questions and wonders. Does she see the contrast? Self-doubt is the lie she believes here and now, second-guessing herself even when she's avowed to rid her mind, free her soul from the lies. which hide deep inside the depths of her mind. Standing outside, there's a fence stretched for miles. Alone on one side, she looks at them, smile. All standing together, comrades in arms. They point and they shout, "We disapprove of your charm." They say, "We don't like what you say, what you do. And don't forget, we don't even like that you're you. We don't like how you behave when you talk. We don't even like the way that you walk. We disapprove of the way that you smile, not to mention the fact we don't like your style." She sees and hears all the negative crap. She stands up and shouts, "Get off my back. I am who I am, and I like who is me. I'm good, and I'm kind, and loving, and sweet. I'm fun, and I love harder than any I know. If that's not good enough, here is the door." She looks in the mirror, and who does she see? A wonderful woman who has set herself free. Who is that one staring back from the glass? A passionate woman. A woman with class. And peace.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Lady A.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, my gosh.
Back with the subject matter.
I love that. I love that for you so much. Because sometimes I know that it's like the way we approach the topic, it almost seems like it's hard to recover from a dark place. But I'm happy to hear that you are writing through that, and that taking ownership of yourself and how you view yourself is so important, especially in the confrontation of, you know, all of the things that you've been through that can make you second guess who you are. I understand that 100%. But you took ownership of it in the end, and it had my heart fluttering. I really love this. I love this.
Oh, thank you so very much. So cathartic, isn't it, when you can kind of get it off your chest like that?
Yes, yes. And not just let it take control of you, the opposing thoughts, but to overcome them by taking a look at yourself and realize that there is something amazing about you just as you are. I love that. I really do.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, always believe in who you are. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love that. All right, Lady A. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We always appreciate your love and support. I'm glad you received your raw links, and we look forward to hearing how it affects your energy, because I'm telling you, those things are powerful.
No doubt.
Gotta watch out.
That's right.
Watch out.
Thank you so much.
Well,
I don't know if you guys know, but when you have prompts like this, you really put forward the ability for people to reconcile themselves within themselves. You know, when you provide this sort of fodder for writing, and I think it's a good thing, because we never know who is on the other end of the line and what they're going through, and I don't know if you know how you contribute to their healing process.
Absolutely, that is for sure, and I'm glad to hear you say that, Lady A. We appreciate you always. Thank you so much.
Thank you so
much. Thank you very much. All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that was our Canadian friend, Lady A, joining us with. She has a special way of writing that I love. It's just taking me on a journey, piece by piece. Every piece that she brings is like another part of the journey that she's experiencing. I love to see it. I love to see it. This prompt definitely was amazing. I'm feeling that so far, King.
Yeah, rocking it, you know what I mean? Rocking it.
Yes, indeed. All right, we're going to take a quick music break, and we'll be right back with you guys.
Can make me so confused, but it's alright. living day by day, I feel so used, that ain't right. I just wanna run and hide, but I don't have the time to cry. It's alright, it's alright, alright. Any thoughts are running through my head, it's alright. Wishing to be somewhere else but here, and it's alright. I can't wait to see your face, I need a smile in your embrace. I'm alright, I'm alright.
Welcome back to King and Queen's Quarter. King, are you ready for this show to continue? Because I've been surprised and pleasantly so all night.
Yeah. Hey, let's proceed with the proceedings. You feel me?
Absolutely. And it's only going to, oh, this woman right here that's coming up next. I know what she's going to. I'm not even going
to. Who is she?
Welcome. It is none other than La Perla Negra, a.k.a. Danielle. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How are you doing this evening?
Your Majesties. Hello, hello, hello. How y'all?
La Perla Negra.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. This is right up her alley. This is, I know that this is going to be something you're going to take on. I'm going to love it. You know,
oh, my God. You give me too much credit, girl.
You do this on a regular basis. You and King, you know, you guys bring a spiritual nature to, you know, you're writing on a regular basis, so I know this topic is going to be no different. But how are you doing? How is everything going?
I'm okay. I'm happy. You know, I get to see my bundle of joy who's growing so good, and he's so busy. And I honestly, though, Queenie, honestly, I have not been writing much lately, so I had to go in my, I had to find a notebook and go in my archives and find something. it's something. It's something. You know, it's something.
It's going to be amazing. I know we're going to love it, and we are very happy to have you on the show, and we welcome whatever
always
you for us.
That's right.
I'm always happy to be here. Always.
And, you know, give that baby some kisses with his little cute self. He is too cute.
Thank you. And his cuteness bullies me. He uses it to manipulate me. He know what he doing.
Weaponized cuteness, huh?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. Yep. Yes. And can do the what's the name? He has that little muscle control of his eyebrow. He can do a little rock eyebrow. I'm like, don't do that. Do not do that.
Oh, my God.
He's a mess.
Yeah, when he get older, he's going to be telling you I can still feel the love. You know what I mean?
Man. All my kids can do that. I can't do it. They must have got it from their daddy's side because I can't do it. And I'm feeling some type of way. I be trying. I, like, hold one eye and, like, push the other eye from.
Oh, yes. Oh, man, that is so but I'm looking forward to seeing more pictures. And you know what? I'm going to step on out of the way and give you a chance to share your piece that you brought for us. When you're ready.
All right. Okay.
I like it.
Thank you. All right. This is called The Hidden Blessing of the Goddess I Am Within. There are stars in my eyes, but a wolf beneath my skin. So I run alone in silence to keep her hidden because I know the power of her storm. The cry in my howl is the love story of my soul. Only a select few have heard the rarity of the purity of its sound and understand my call. Yet the light of my spirit covers all of whom I encounter. Because of the purity I've been charged with. I wake each day humbled, grateful, and thankful. But the thirst for knowledge is like the power behind the great white's pursuit in open waters. The rhythm of ancestral djembe drums dwell within my heartbeat while the omnipresent eye of spirit keep track of my foes and guard the path of my footsteps. I am blessed. And that's that piece.
Oh, I hear the drums right now.
Oh, my gosh.
You're always laying it down, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo.
Right. Oh, my
that's
gosh.
That's blessed.
That was like
blessing.
Bordering on
you
know
that.
Working with that, I thought shadow work, like, you know, ownership of both, you know, duality of yourself and that the part that you mentioned about the moon and being a wolf on one side, the wolf within, and how that's the part that you don't share. I loved it, Paige. You played it down. You know what? That was cap. I have to tell you.
I'm always captivated by your pieces.
Great.
I,
that was
you know
beautiful.
So it's always
my
point.
Thank
definitely
you.
On that.
Thank you.
You guys are awesome.
Oh, man. Well, Danielle, before we let you go, Do you want to let us know what you have going on in the Epiphany Radio Universe?
I sure do. All right. So alternating Saturdays with Poetic, I am the host of Poetic Therapy. And that's a place where you can come and release some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Alternating Monday nights with King and Queen Quarters, I am one-third host of the Soul Cafe, where I co-host with none other than Epiphany's own CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas, baby, baby, and Poetic.
Mm-hmm.
Every Wednesday night, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone. Now, topic is still being thrown up in the air. You know how we like to tease y'all. But y'all come on by Wednesday night and you get caught up in the Erotic Love Zone. And what is it? Friday night, every other Friday night, I am guest co-hosting on Iron Sharpens Iron with the host, Anonymity. Back to you, my liege.
Right. That's ooh, what's up. What a round up.
Yes, indeed. I love
I'm
it.
I'm trying
to get there. And you always come with something fresh and new, and you always, you're an amazing person. I really love it.
Light worker when I'm working against this full moon. Energy is high in the sky.
You know I'm sage and holding my crystal. You know, I got to protect my energy, yo, because some of these other folks' energy be coming at me, and I'll be like, all right, hold up.
Right?
I feel like my eyes are illuminating right now. You know what I mean?
They might be. They might be.
I believe they are. Huh?
You might be the Wolf Howling.
No, I'm just an I'm just an octoline that's going to show up on Wednesday.
I hear it.
Uh-oh.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I hear it.
Can't wait. We will be there. I will definitely be there. Erotic Love Zone is so much fun. I'll definitely be first. And that's my night off, too.
Oh, we have a good
Well, Danielle.
You know.
Yes, 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 we do. Yes, you do. Oh, man. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We do appreciate you always. One love,
thank
one
you.
Mic.
One love,
one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was a Perla Negra. Oh, my gosh. I love that piece.
You know,
so much. That was dope.
Yeah, definitely. She's definitely killing it and knocked it out of the box. I feel like we should go into a rock box.
A rock box?
Yeah.
You going to throw something at me at the last minute and think I'm not going to be ready, huh? I got you.
Yep.
I got you. Here it comes.
I know you do.
Like the
well,
hip, here
it
comes.
Too.
Run, DMT. Five. For you. Fresh. Girl,
songs, man. That's how we feeling tonight, yeah. King.
That's right. You know, also, I want to give a rest in peace to Jam Master Jay. I mean,
rest in peace. Yes, indeed, indeed.
Box, box. Oh. That was the joint back in the day, you know what I mean? Had people moving.
That's a day. That's a day. All right, King, how about we keep the show going? You ready for our next caller?
Yeah, let's bring our next caller in.
Okay. All right, next up on the mic is Epiphany's own Mojave. Mojave, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How are you tonight?
Hello. Hello. Good people. What an all.
What's up, broski? What's good, yo?
What's happening? What is the dealie? Yo, what's going on?
Yeah, we good in these streets, man. You know, it's rocking the vibes out, poetry and music, you know.
Yes,
I bet, yeah, well, listen, this is what it's all about. This is the beauty of everything that Best Fee is practicing in order to make people feel good. Hit them in their wavelength. That's what they need.
Right. Indeed, indeed. So how are you doing tonight, Mojave?
I'm pissed off because there's nothing worse than getting something, making it cold, and then people just drink your joint. And then you just be like, what are you drinking my joint?
Oh, man.
Everything else. There's everything else to drink.
Mm-hmm.
I just want your jerky. I want that jerky.
Right. Exactly.
I'm going to skip all this
it tastes
other
better
shit.
When it belongs to you. It tastes better.
Yeah.
The flavor.
I want my Coke and King right now. No, I got the little bit left. I got the little bit left. The last is left. But that was my was my plan. You know, I wasn't in my plan. I was like, yeah, I'm going to go take these, put these in here, cold, you know, and then I'm going to freeze this, make a slushy, and just enjoy it.
Mm.
Anyway, that's the side point. That's what we're doing.
Got to have a faster draw. You still want to draw around there. You can't do that.
You got to be quicker than that.
Yeah.
Indeed. Oh, man. So, you say, I'm sorry. What's going on? We are talking about, we are taking on I Am, poems
I
about.
Am.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so
yeah,
far.
I read that. I think I have something. I think it's might be plausible, but actually, I'm gonna just go with, I'm going to go with what you would say, your gut. I'm going to go with my gut on this. I had something else prepared, but I was like, nah, I'm not too bad. I'm going to do this real quick.
Okay.
So that's what I'm going to do.
All right. Can't wait to hear it.
Okay. Let me just see if this works out. Hold on. See how that sounds. Can you hear that? Can you hear it?
Yeah. Yep, I can.
Okay. All right. I am powerful. I am worthy. I am wealthy. I earn. I save. My money is creating more money. Every dollar I invest returns to me. I am profitable. I am a gracious giver and received. I am surrounded by an ocean of money. I am a money magnet. Money always circulates around me. I always have what I need. I deserve wealth. I am improving my body, mind, and soul every day. I am living health. Money flows to me easily. I have beautiful relationships. I have beautiful friendships. I give out love, and love returns to me multiplied. I love. I believe in who I am. I have something to give this world. I love everyone in the way that I need to be loved. Every day I become more and more blessed. Every day I become more of a blessing to others. I am amazing. I am magnificent.
I am the definition of love, and I give what I want to receive. I am prosperous. I am light. I am health. I am successful. I deserve love. I deserve compassion. I deserve and choose to be happy. I choose to be completely in love with myself. I am the love that I seek. I create life as I want it. I choose to be positive. I am free of worry. I matter, and I say yes to myself. I am everything I want to be. I am everywhere where I want to be. I am wonderful. I am the best version of myself. I am love. I am strength. I am blessed. Every dream, every vision, every goal is accomplished. I feel like I have to have all the desires and money that I want every day. I am getting better and better. Every day I am achieving my goals. I am. My past is not a reflection of my future. I am. And I will succeed today, tomorrow, forever. I deserve to have joy in my life. I am worthy of love. I approve of myself and love myself deeply. I become more at ease every day. My life is a gift, and I appreciate this for all that I have. I surround myself with positive people, childhood with me, and they always bring out the best in me. My potential to succeed is limitless. I am in charge of my life. No one will dictate my path except me. I am the power to create change. I know exactly what I need to do to create change. I let go of everything that doesn't serve me. I love myself to the fullest. I am worthy of respect and love, and I can do anything when I put my mind to it. I attract money as easily as well into my life. I am open to new adventures in my life. I am a powerhouse. I am indestructible. I am heart. I am love. I am soul. And everything happening now is happening for my good. My life is plentiful with prosperity. I forgive anyone who's ever harmed me. My mind is brilliant. I am tranquil. My heart is open. And I am a magnet for divine prosperity. I've stepped out of faith. I've stepped out of fear. I've stepped into faith. I've stepped into the full belief of who I am, and I am that I am because I am. And I deserve all for the betterment of all, to the harm of none. I am fun. I am heart. I am cheer. I am beyond fear. I am open-eyed and open-armed, accepting all the blessing that the divine has to bestow upon me. I am here. I am here.
All right now. I laying it out. Blessings.
I'm going to take that down and just listen to it every morning to just remind. I hope that you do. But I would like to as well, to just listen to that every morning and just remind yourself of how much is possible as you just take ownership of who you are. I love that. I love that. It was like you could, the way you read it on top of everything, just made it so comforted. It was like a warm hug.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
My brother, as always, man, words.
Thank you all for the space. Thank you for being open. Thank you for creating magnificent energy around everything that y'all do on the Kings and Queens Quarter. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being here in the Epiphany Radio Universe. Thank you for being two excellent individuals that continue to radiate light and give out warm, positive energy.
Oh,
Appreciate that.
We
definitely appreciate that word.
We too. Oh, my gosh. It's so amazing. Thank you for that. Navi, before we let you go, do you want to let us know what you have going on in the Disney Radio Universe?
Oh, I'm glad you asked me that question. Hold on a second. Let me get this ready. Let me get this ready. Tomorrow on the Epiphany Radio Universe of Real Entertainment Network, we encourage you to take your socks off. Oh, baby, baby. Yeah. Tomorrow will be a Fly Speak special open mic featuring the God known as Spit Raw. We will be interviewing this fantastic artist, Fresh, off of instructing this new Drip class, Drip U, a.k.a. The Thirst, that just finished. We are going to invite them in here as well so they can, you know, give their platitudes towards that great instructor. But we're going to do some stuff. We're going to talk about, you know, what it is to be a poet and an MC, what it feels like to be a person that's open for so many different people, and how much energy it takes to actually tell people that you represent the poetry side just as much as the hip-hop side, you know. And more importantly, we're going to hear some really incredibly dope poetry. We're going to dissect this poet, you know, get into his mind, listen to his soul, and get all the rhythm and energy he has to offer here on the 50 Ray Universe, a Fly Speak open mic special. It is an open mic, so bring a poem, come through. We're going to rock out with our socks out. And plus, we're going to have the new drip on hand, so it's going to be pretty fantastic. You don't want to miss it here on the 50 Ray Universe. For real entertainment network, take your socks off. Baby.
Yes. Well, Mojave, thank you so much for that. I'm looking forward to tomorrow night. That's going to be amazing. That sounds amazing. And I can't wait to hear the new drip.
Indeed.
I heard a lot of you guys as I was traveling yesterday, and I'm like, ooh, they are coming out of the gate. Something awesome. So I can't wait to hear them tomorrow night as well.
I'm a little scared because they, you know, I don't know what happened. Just in case, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, he came in through this class, and I don't know, man. That man did a wolf howl yesterday. He was like, oh, I was like, what? What the hell? We didn't teach you that. We didn't teach you that. I was like, hold on for a second. You're been hollering, doing all kinds of stuff. So about, come here, let me touch you. I'm like, what?
Wait. What is his name? It's his new name.
His
he's owning
name.
That name. Right. I can't remember what it is.
His new name. His drip name is Lou Draws.
Lou Draws. So what else are you expecting from Lou Draws?
Because you will never find bling, 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 bling.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
oh,
like
I can't wait to hear
go
it. It's
going to
be amazing.
You got to, you know, everybody, you know, their drip names are so crazy, and they're so into it. Like, you know, Mystic, your name is, you know, she's like, what's your drip name? Pound Cake. They call you Pound Cake. Mm. Nobody does it like Sarah Lee. I was like, oh, shit. Wait a minute. Hold on. They got all kinds of names. Drip names are crazy. I'm sitting here like, wow. shout out to the Sense of the Poet because he named half of them. He was swinging them. You know, PPP is P4, P4, provocative, crazy, nuts. Like, you know, he has umpteen billion acronyms. We gave him so many acronyms, it's not even funny. He was like, you know.
All right, can't wait to hear more about that. I hope they all come through tomorrow night and introduce themselves to the other side of the family. It'll be a nice little family reunion.
Yeah, you got to keep everybody in the territory. You know, they was making me crazy today, boy. They was like, we want this damn.
Yeah.
I was like, relax. relax. It's coming. Okay, just give me a day. We're gonna rock out. Wait till this day. So nah, they've been at it, and they're super solid. They're really great people. I love every single one of them, you know. And they're
that's
doing all
stuff,
this. And so you know they'll be around. It's good stuff. You know, they're all like, we're going to Atlanta. We're so going to be in Atlanta. It's crazy. That's what they've been doing.
Oh man,
yeah. Keep doing your thing, brother.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Indeed.
All right.
Thank you so much for coming through and blessing the mic for us tonight, Mojave. We appreciate you always.
We definitely do.
One love, one mic.
Thank you.
One love, one mic.
Oh, that was beautiful. That was very well put. I love it. I love the ownership of the affirmations and taking. That was beautifully done. And, you know, bits and pieces of it. I've heard from them before, but like having them all together and now while we're all in the same mind space is like, I love it. I love it here. I love it here.
That's right. That's right. Ain't no other place to be. King and Queen's Quarters. Hey, Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern. Come through.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. How about we take a quick music break, King?
Definitely.
Perfect sound to pop.
Let's go.
All right.
Like a diamond you are.
Perfect song to follow that piece, if you ask me. That was definitely perfect.
Indeed.
Well, it is now 10:30, and I just want to remind anyone listening online, if you would like to take the mic with us tonight and share, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and just remember to press that 1 to be heard, and if you're coming, better join us before 11 because the Block Talk lady, I hear she is very disrespectful and she will cut you off. So join us. We'd love to hear what you have to share.
Thanks.
All right, Kane, are you ready to move this party train along?
Yeah, let's get it. Yeah,
all right. Oh, it looks like we have the voice. That's all that I can call her because her voice is as magnificent as her pieces. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we are joined by Essentially Janice. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How are you, lady?
Good evening, Queen Simmons, King Atterbury. I'm doing amazing. How are you too?
Hey, what's going on? What's good, sweetness?
Hey, man, I got to turn this volume up. All right. Wait a minute. Give me 1 second, because I swear I mess with my volume way too much. 1 second.
It's okay.
Oh, you know what? No, it's fine. I thought I had maybe my earbuds plugged in. But yeah, I've been listening to everyone's pieces. I love the variety very, very much.
Yes, it definitely didn't take me for a loop because I came at it thinking of it one way, and you guys are just giving me so many different dynamics of the topic that I'm just like, I'm in love. And I know
it's going
to get no better because she's in the back channel like, I got your back. And I know. I love it.
Listen.
I'm the guardian. You know how I do.
I can't wait to
allow my sisters to get ganged up on. Sir.
Thank you. We out here. Appreciate it. When you're ready, I'm going to get on out the way and let you take the mic. When you're ready, the mic is all yours.
Thank you. The title of this piece is Rainbow Tears. I am colors, yet I fear the coming shadows. A spilling forth of vibrancy depletes me. What is left cannot enliven nor sustain me. I fear the softened smile has lost its warmth. I saw colors once that danced within my view, an arc of pastel shades that took my breath away, allowed a fleeting smile within a gray day. What remains I cannot see, I dare not look. I breathed in colors, but they wanted to be free. So a broken sigh releases bits of rainbow. Diluted hues spill forth in silent overflow. An ever-present shadow creeps in slowly. I was colored once, but cannot see the light. The thought dismissed, such vibrancy dispelled. Doubt settles in and thrives, as though compelled. So comes the shape of gray. From times long past. Though uncertain of what lies within the shadows, the reaching out determines they are still warm. Such softened hues seen from another's view. So reflected, if I'd only stop and look. Do cast hesitance aside, from doubt be free. Breathe in colors once again, surely, slowly. Soft rainbows leaping forth from friendship's light to chase away the shadows of the past. And people.
Oh my goodness. Oh my gosh, that was amazing.
It's super old too.
It reminds me of like, you know, like fighting depression and looking for that brightness that you always believed that you were and trying to recognize yourself when you go through those dark periods and to compare the colors to the shadows. Listen, you are an amazing writer. You are an amazing
poet. You hit the nail on the head. That's exactly where I was coming from. Like, it was it's about self-realization, you know, and being gentle and giving yourself grace when you're realizing, you know, whatever was there, it's not gone. You just have to get back to that point, you know?
Right. Do that shadow work. I definitely understand.
I know, that's right.
steal that piece. That was dope. That was very, very well written. I loved it so much. Thank you for bringing it to us tonight. Oh,
thank you for the space. Appreciate it.
And I do want to just give you a quick shout out and thank you as well for always taking the time out to, you know, share and to participate in not only our show, but the other shows on the Epiphany Radio families channels every night, and just being so supportive. It, you know, be taken for granted, but to have someone to constantly care about nurturing an environment and participating in it, you know, gently in your way, in your own way, and then sharing it when you're ready. I appreciate that. I just want to make sure I let you know.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate you coming through as always. You know?
Mm-hmm. Indeed. You're welcome. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight, Janice. One love, one mic.
One love, one light.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was essentially Janice. Check her out. She shares so many beautiful pieces and tidbits on not only her poetic perspective, but her unique perspective on life. She shares so much of herself. And it's poetry in its own special way. Definitely have to check her out. Definitely check out her poetic works as well. Those are amazing, too. Oh, man.
Yeah.
How about we keep the show going, King? Are you ready for our next caller?
Yeah, I see it. 9-5-1 area code. You know what I mean?
No, it looks like we have someone before that. Let me see. I think we have one of, haven't seen him in a few weeks, but, great to have him back on the mic, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing just fine.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
I've just been busy, that's all.
Definitely.
You know?
Well, it's great to hear you.
That's the world. That's the world we live in right now, bro. Everybody out here busy doing what they got to do. You know what I mean?
No.
Yeah. So how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good, you know. It's always glad to come when I'm welcome.
Yes, you are, and you're always welcome. You always have a mic here at King and Queen's Quarters. Great to hear you again. So we're taking on the I am statement talking about. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I want to talk about that Run DMC. That took me back.
Mm.
I remember, you know, like my Adidas, you know, Rock This Way. I'm the king of rock. There's no higher. It's crazy how I can remember those, some of those lyrics. I can't remember the new school lyrics. Maybe because I'm old. I mean, I'm up in age.
That's a, you know what I mean?
Because
I remember old school, but I got, you know, young people got to put me like, people in their 20s, like, you know, my lady's daughter, she know new school. You know what I mean? So somebody like that would put me in, you know, let me know about the young cats out here. I'm not knocking the young cats, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I come from the old school. That's when I was young, you know what I mean? When I was in my 20s.
Yeah. So it's definitely taking you a trip down memory lane. I'm glad to hear it.
I was in when I heard Run DMC, I was what, in fourth grade? That was in the 80s. I remember. It was just one of my favorites.
Oh, that's good to hear. Well, we try to mix it up a little bit. Definitely King Ward did have in mind to take everybody down memory lane tonight, so we'll play a few more songs if we have some time. And, you know, keep the vibe going. I'm glad that you're enjoying it. Are you planning on doing one of your freestyles? We've missed those so much.
Yeah. What you got for us tonight, bro?
Yeah, I just gave my freestyle. All
right.
Run DMC. In honor of Run DMC, my freestyle is the king of rock.
All right.
The mic is yours, brother.
I'm the king of rock. There is no higher. Sucker MC, you call me sire. You'll burn my kingdom. You must use fire. I'm in the lane driving insane. When I go, like, choose a word to give anybody who go against me like a migraine. I'm the words like talented and more words like different talented explains my situation. I will rock the whole type of nation, leave the whole world in devastation. The truth is, will shine, no decline, because I will take what's in line. I'm a teacher, a preacher. I'm going to take you back to when hip-hop was growing, when hip-hop was at its best. Because I'm the king of rock, there is no higher. Tucker MCs, you call me sire. I don't need DJ academics, disrespected for. You see, when these legends of hip-hop had came to the right on stage, it's like the front page. You can't disrespect the OGs of hip-hop, and it don't stop. Maybe because they look broke, because hip-hop wasn't like that, like it is not. Like, the reason why young cats could look rich now, the reason why cats didn't have money like it was then. Well, let me begin and take my words over spin, because I'm the king of rock, there is no higher. Yes, a real DJ. A real DJ like Jam Master J, I play on display. Reverend Run, yes. Daryl Mack, see, I was a kid listening to Ray in Detroit. Let me give you an invitation. Yes, my Adidas. Rock the whole nation, rock the whole world. Observe. I spread my every word. DJ Academics. You are lying. You should never even disrespect the name of hip-hop, the pioneers. If it wasn't for them, there'll be no young cats. You got to understand with the plan to show you where hip-hop stand and command. I'm the king of rock. There is no higher. Sucker MC, to call me sire. To burn my king, you must use fire. I won't stop rapping till I retire. Miss Automatic Charismatic, the little Lynch, 10 years in, I'm all in, pipe and dry.
Another freestyle coming through, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Nice, nice.
Automatic.
Yeah, I like
that. No, but academics, no.
Yeah, you don't disrespect the pioneers. You know what I mean? You don't disrespect Rakim, Eric B. Rakim. You don't disrespect LL Cool J, DJ MC Shan. KRS-One, you know, the older cats, the Melly Mel, you know, Cool G Rap, Big Daddy Kane, Salt and Pepper, MC Light, Queen Latifah, you know, Roxanne.
Yes.
Yeah, real Roxanne.
Yeah, so everybody got everything in the egg, you know what I'm saying, they getting their flowers, and ain't nobody worried about that hurt, you know what I mean, so, you know, it's a matter of opinion, that's why I like the cat, much the cat, Noriega, what he does, giving the flowers away, you know.
Too many cats, one of the greatest cats, Biggie Smalls and Tupac, that died. Those were like the best of the best. I mean, Tupac, my man. You know, and Tupac was revolutionary, and Biggie would tell you about the hood he lived from. He tell you about crack because he knew about crack.
Yeah, history is always in the books, brother. You know what I'm saying? And we always appreciate knowing that and respecting that aspect of it. And, you know, hey, man, we just appreciate the culture that we're in right now. Yeah, we always appreciate when you come through. You know what I'm saying? Always blazing the mic and doing what you do best. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Hey, Queen.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, you know, this is definitely a trip down memory lane, and you, you know, spoke your truth, and I understand. I love your freestyles, as usual. And, you know, we are planning. I'm not sure when it's coming, but we're going to have, like, a old school hip-hop appreciation night. It's been in the works. So definitely stay tuned for that, and it'll, you know, we definitely want you to join in on that conversation when it comes around, Otto.
Yeah, no doubt. All right. No doubt. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
One love, one mic, brother. You know what I'm saying? Be safe out there.
One love, one
mic. All right.
One love, one mic. Oh, man, ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Automatic Charismatic with his freestyle. Definitely blazing. We appreciate it. I'm going to take a quick music break, and we'll be right back with you.
Try Jesus, not me, 'cause I throw hands. Try Jesus, please don't try me, 'cause I'm fine. Touch me or mine, we gon' have to scrap. So, try Jesus, please don't try me, 'cause I'm fine. I have no problem laying these hands. Try Jesus, don't try me, 'cause I throw hands. Try Jesus, please don't try me, 'cause I'm fine. What you say? Turn the other cheek. Oh, but this one part of the Bible that just don't sit right with me. Try Jesus, please don't try me, 'cause I fight. I have no problem laying these hands.
And he said what he said. Welcome back to King and Queen's Quarters of For Real Entertainment Network. We are rocking out on the I Am Statements tonight, and whew, it's been quite an enjoyable evening of poetry. I hope you're tuning in. If you're listening online, I just want to remind you, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Just make sure you hit that one so that we can hear your beautiful voice. All right, King. Are you ready to keep the party moving?
No doubt. I mean, we in here.
Oh, it looks like we have Miss Drea the Poet up next. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters, Miss Drea the Poet. How are you this evening?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Hey,
we are doing amazing.
That's great.
Yeah, how you doing out here?
Doing good. Enjoying the poetry. I really love the first guy that I had about when he talked about the affirmation. That was really dope. I really enjoyed that poem.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up.
I'm glad you're enjoying the show. So, Ms. Dre, I think this might be my first time hearing you. Welcome to the show. Have you? You want to tell us a little bit about yourself? We'd love to hear more about the poets that call in, and, you know. Okay.
Andrea, I'm a poet. I'm a chef, amongst other things. So I do a lot of poetry about food and things like that. I attend Community Literature Initiative. It's CLI. It is a poetry school in, well, L.A., California. We have some classes online at USC.
me and my friend Ebony is putting together a poetry class for young teens and adults to teach them about the modern day poetry, because we learn a lot about the ancient poetry, and to get to the young kids, we need to teach them about the poetry and music, and then start teaching them backwards.
That's our
you know, idea, to teach more literacy to our children. And just, and at the end of the class, of course, they will have a manuscript and get their book published. That will assist them with getting the published book. That's what the school does for us. And I have a book coming out in June, June 28th. That's my birthday. It's going to be a production. I'm going to cook. I have a lot of poets, some jazz music. Everyone's invited. It's going to be over Zoom as well. So I'll let you guys know so you guys can tune in.
Absolutely. We were happy with
the support. Whoa. Yeah, we definitely cool with that. Amazing. Andrea, sorry. But,
wow, you are a busy woman.
That sounds amazing.
It's great to hear that there are programs like that and that you guys are paying it forward to the younger generation, and still you have your hands with so many other things. God bless you.
Yes, and if you guys know any poet that's interested in the school, it's online. You can, in any state, it's Community Literature Initiative, communitylit.org, and they could just check it out, or SimsLibraryOfPoetry.org.
Word up.
SimsLibraryOfPoetry.org. I'll definitely be sure to share that, and we appreciate you for showing and sharing. Make sure that you come back through. We're here most Monday nights, and the Epiphany Radio family is here 7 nights a week. You could always get great feedback on, you know, different types of poetry. You know, we have different topics, different types of poetry is being shared every night from different perspectives with different show hosts. So make sure that you come back through and share and promote. We love to hear what you have going on, and we would love to share it more as well as we get closer to the date of your book coming out.
Okay, thank you so much.
Well, Clune, she'll be on the Poetry Corner tomorrow night, so, you know what I mean, people tune in and check her out there.
Me and my girl, Ebony.
Sounds like a treat. Can't wait to hear you. Yeah. Okay, well, tonight we are taking on the I Am statement. We're talking poems that affirm oneself, you know?
Yeah.
If you have a poem,
so my poem
down that thing.
I have a short poem, and then it's going to go into connections that connects to the I am. So I am love, I am light, connections. Our lips collided with every breath. It ignites my soul, travels through my bones. I'm addicted to the sound of his voice. I'm fixated on the touch of his fingertips that pierce my soul, caresses the interior of my heart. My body flutters each and every time I reminisce of the first time in between time, which brings us to the now. Consummating our union, we are one. I close my eyes. I can touch the moon and see the sun behind. Wait. Okay, right there. I feel you deep inside me, then of my body with respect. And in return, I reciprocate moisture overflowing with trust, love, and loyalty. Enter me deeper. Stop. Don't let go. Allow me to hold your heart. This is a sensational feeling. Hands intertwine your body and mind. Keep your mind open to the dreams of the close-to-perfect mate. Fill me up with your warm touch. Hold me tight. Don't ever let go. Penetrate my mouth with truth. Taste the nectar of my thoughts. Heart fueled with joy, enjoying you. Satisfied without a price. Content, ease of mind. Continuous bliss. What did I miss? Happiness ends with the kiss.
That was amazing. I love that.
It definitely brought the joy
in
that.
Taste the nectar of my thoughts. Taste the nectar of my thoughts. that line right there really threw me, but that piece was amazing. It was, that was great. Awesome.
Definitely was on point.
Oh, man. So, Ms. Drea, the poet, we look forward to hearing so much more from you, and we hope that you come back through and join us again tonight. And I'm looking forward to seeing your face tomorrow night as well. Ladies and gentlemen, you can check her out tomorrow on the Poetry Corner on the Let's Talk Network. And I'll be sure to be front and center to hear what you have to say tomorrow night, as well as your friend Ebony. So until the next time, one love, one life, sweetheart.
Ebony's
on
here.
You hear her today.
Ebony's
she's
on here
as well. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Ebony's in the queue.
All right. Well, we are going to get on down this list until we can get to Ebony and hear what she has to say. And we look forward to seeing you tomorrow night as well, Ms. Drea, the poet. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ooh, it looks like a – that was amazing. That was a really nice piece. It went in a different direction than I expected to, but it was still so much deeper than, you know, the first conversation. That was amazing. That was dope. All right, Ms. Drea, the poet, I look forward to hearing more from you. All right, we're going to take our next caller. It looks like next up on the mic is a treat. We have our CEO – For Real, the poet, a.k.a. author Larry Maddox. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters, boss
hey.
Man. How are you tonight?
What a do, baby, baby. What a do. Hello, hello, Queen,
what
Your up? Highness. Sir King. Hello, hello, hello.
What up, what
doing?
Up? I got a new
What's
nickname
going
for you.
On? Huh?
The Wizard. I got a new nickname for you, The Wizard.
The Wizard.
The Wizard.
I like that. I've heard that before.
Yeah, you blessing everybody with these raw links, giving them energy and everything, the inability to strive and everything.
Yeah.
Raw links is taking
over.
You
got my face hurting, bro. You got my face hurting, bro, for real, seriously. Yeah.
Oh,
hey, Queen.
Hey, how's everything going?
Hey, everything's fine. You should see, I really do got this real big smile on my face. I don't know why. I didn't think you was going to come to me this quickly, but I'm surprised. It's all good, sis. I'm doing good on my last night off. Oh, man. Right. Oh, the last one.
So you've had a chance to get some relaxation in and just enjoy the night of poetry. I'm glad to hear it.
I have. I sure have. I'm going to miss it when I go back into the plantation. But, you know, this is what we got to do. We got to do. You know what I mean? But I'm full of the vibe up in here. Yeah, I'm full of that vibe that y'all got going on in here tonight. So you should see me going through trying to find something appropriate, searching and searching through my many pages. And, you know, I picked something out. I hope it'll work.
It's going to work. Listen, we love the many faces of For Real, the poet, a.k.a. author Larry Maddox, you know. So we know you're going to give some perspective that we need. You know the right thing to bring. And,
So, I'm going to try my best, you know. I want to give a disclaimer out before I even start this piece. This piece right here is a never-ending piece. Trust me. So therefore, I doubt if you hear the whole thing tonight because it goes on and on and on and on and on. I was looking at it. I'm so serious about this. I don't know what kind of hallucinogen or drug I was on when I wrote it, but this piece has no ending to it. So I'm going to just stop when I get tired.
Okay.
When I trip.
All right. Okay, well, we're ready to hear it. I know this is going to be amazing. Get out the way, King. Get out the way. When you're ready, the mic is on you, boss man.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. Whew. I got that swag. I got that swag. That black enough swag, that's who I am. I got a full clip in my poetic mag shit. Poetical swagger. Unable to maneuver community rulers. Poetic rulers. My pen on fleek, golden tip of black bick. I got a dig bick. Oops. Typo. I got to fix that shit. I got a big bick. That's the correct shit. My pen on fleek, full of the blackest ink. See, you don't want to mess with me at any cost, because I'm a motherfucker when I take my socks off. Who am I? I am for real. Shit. I give it to every poet who proclaim great, wishing on a star to separate me from the mediocre states. Life's bars lift me higher to a place where poets meet God, staring heaven in the face, looking down on those who admire my heavenly grace, not declaring myself above no other, but when you this high, who can you see face to face but God? Who am I? I am for real. I gotta take my socks off. Why? Watch me swag, watch me vibrate, stand back while my pen pulsates. Who am I? Who I'm is? Hungry I be, watch me as I eat that. Metaphysical particles stew from the cracks of my mouth as I spit that. I didn't chew that, I ripped that. Who am I? I'm for real. Did you get that? Fall back and eat my scraps. Growl, motherfucker, you better back down and bow. Who am I? I am for real. Better can no galonga sit at comfortable at my table, dining in my presence when I'm making reservations to take out their label. Just the thought of driving through, picking up and taking out these fake ass wannabes makes me wait, watch my lines dieting, giving myself more room, almost getting bloated. I wrote it. That old bitch said that I stole it. Takes me under 5 minutes to pick up my pen, 15 minutes quicker than it would that old bitch for her, for that old bitch to put her teeth back in. Who am I? I'm for real, and my pen is on fleek, are both pulsating. My pen and my fleekness are pulsating. Proclamation, who am I? I stand king, have your 300. I carry the strength of the million who marched with king. Who am I? I reign in my swagger, Mr. Epiphany, IBC. I said, fuck Trump and his followers. Fuck Hitler and the alt-right or New World Order. There's about to be a flood, a wipeout. Lord, let it be holy water. Who am I? I am for real. I stand crowned ruler of creativity, created epiphany, duke of speech and watcher of enemies. I'm proclaimed, see? For real, the poet, Shana Nabosa, I be your poetical preacher. I stand king in my blackness. I be the blackest, baddest. Chicks slip in front of their dudes with shit like, damn, for real? Is the cutest. Checking up my imprint, my package. Wondering if this big is the biggest. I am just the man who I am. I'm the truth. I'm the truth. I'm the truth. I'm for real. And don't you want to, and don't you stop this. Don't you drop this, spill this, or drop this truth. See, you need to hold on to this, and don't forget that I told you about this. Simple, it gets no realer than this. For real, that's who I be. I'm the truth. You can't hide, lie, or use me as an alibi. I'm what you deny, lie. Once my pen slips inside, your skin is too thin to win. I smell the stagnant stench as it gets singed. You're too deep in hell to take this ride to heaven. Pray to be forgiven. Shameful, shameless life, shameful, shameless life you've been living. America, fuck your flag. I'm in my bag, and I'm that pill that you need to take to chill. I'm the truth. I'm the truth. I'm the truth. I'm for real. And I swag. I swag on. See who I be. You need to take this lethal dosage from me, but don't drop it. Pop this realness. Feel this truth as you swallow it. And as I watch you scream and moan in foreign tongue, I swag on. Because this truth is potent, it's toxic, and I hope that you drown on it. I hope that you drown in it, this truth. Never while I'm awake shall I fall for the fake. I need you to look into my eyes and see the discernment on my face. See, I need you to know how I feel, why I feel that God is real truth. The Most High got swag.
the great I am. See, there was a time when the lie and I didn't know the truth. All we did was get high. To tell the truth, I never knew the truth until I found God. It was a lie is what I lived by. Citywide, state to state wide, countrywide, through haunted sounds of a black mother's cries. Well, dry my weeping eyes, falling for no more lies. That was a hard pill to swallow, but once I swallowed it, it opened up my eyes, and I became that one, for real, the one with the swag. See, I swag on one mic, one stand in the mirror, one man, one lyrical note, one musical note, one image. Who am I? For real, the poet. One God, one life, one blood, one spirit, one love, one son, one voice. Hear it. One chance, one mind, one body, one soul. So I swag with a poetical lace throat. My voice backed up with spirit on the front lines. This is how you raise mine, loud so that you can hear it. Designed to wreck minds, unchecked, well, check minds. It's the new dope. It's that soap on a rope dope. It's the rope of dope, that ooh dope, that coke a la mocha. Until there's no more ropes, respect mine and get scratched cataracts and go blind from the side eye like a poetical drive-by. You get gunned down, beat down, slayed with a sock full of metaphors, weighed the fuck down with nickels and assorted pronouns. Ha, this is profound. Ha, here's a sock full of quarters for those ducks who fuck with Trump and some old folk that need to sit the fuck down. Ha, this is the get down. Ha, homie, don't play that. Ha, I got trends. I got treasures. I got friends that are Mexican that on their lives today would fix you a new toupee if you ever decided to cross your ass across this border. Clown, I vibrate higher. My pen pulsates louder, cause I'm that damn writer. And here's a reminder of who I'm is. I'm for real and fuck a wall. And so he's taking his socks off. A rebel, provoker of revolution, revolutionary soldier, peace speaker, instigator, outright destroyer, cancerous figure, sitting in like disease, setting it in like disease to this new world order. Oh, for the days when they sang those old Negro songs. We were their gods, addressed as master. Woe is me, troublesome nigger boy, myth maker, phantom to the noose, rope escapers, untire of extravagance, knots like a ghost. The only thing left to lynch was a pair of socks and a sign that said, ha, I'm for real. And so I swag on. My swag, it's that Scarface, that sold coca, that Don Corleone smoker, that Cuban El Producto, yo, that blunt road that will smoke ya, that fumes from the exhaust that chokes ya, cause it's good dope. Even the second hands from my totes is strong. It's abusive like acid, my swagger. See, I grew up a black kid. I grew up as a black ass kid with a hard head and both parents doing all they could to keep me from being planted deep in the streets of Philly in a goddamn casket. Last poem I wrote was no more rope about that cop that'll choke ya. Dressed in blue, a strangleholder. Badges make them bolder. It's a killer that'll kill ya, that thriller from Manila, worse than Corona. But they won't fuck with China, cause Godzilla is bigger. They're them snakes that sliver. And I be for real. And I give it to every poet who's proclaimed late. And who's proclaimed great as I swag on. Not for just me, but for the whole community. I swag, I boast, I brag, and from China to West Philly, you can kiss my black ass. As I rip the shit out of this motherfucking mask to hit the blunt that this roar that this world has rolled. I smoke and puff and pass some new black folk that woke, we smoke. That new dope, huh? That dope, that new dope, that ooh dope, that coke a la mocha that we smoke until there's no more rope, chemicals, or tainted water. By slaughter, respect minds or get scratched cataracts and go blind from the side eyes like a poetical drive-by. You get gunned down, beat down, slayed with a sock full of metaphors, weighed the fuck down with nickels and assorted pronouns. This is profound. Huh? Here's a sock full of quarters for those ducks who fuck with Trump. Homie, don't play that. Homie, don't play that. I got trends. I got trends. I got friends that are Mexican that are fuck your face up. If you ever cross this side of the border, who am I? I'm for real. In peace.
Oh my goodness!
I feel like I'm in.
I was not ready.
The
I was not
speaking.
Ready for that release. Ooh.
Yo, that Ooh. Was that full moon energy right there. Man,
yes,
that was full moon energy, Reverend.
Oh my gosh!
Boss,
that was a roller coaster. That was a roller coaster. I like that line.
Said, "Oh, yes, rolling on."
Yo, I was getting dizzy. I'm sorry, y'all.
Yeah, you got busy. You definitely did, man. Like,
I said dizzy.
The bracelet
with a D.
On, the necklace. Huh?
I was dizzy, bro. I'm out of breath right now.
Yeah. Yeah, that was
that
had
was to be cathartic because that had to be like a, you need to get that off your chest because, whew.
Yeah.
You said that
yeah.
with your chest, every line. And
yeah.
I'm feeling the line, provoker of resolution. I couldn't keep up with, like, taking down
you
the lines because
that?
You just line after lines, ups and downs and all the way around and the twists and turns of that piece. That was life. That was giving me life all the way through. I did hear that.
Well, hey, thank you. I was just trying to keep up with myself, to be honest with you. I haven't done this piece. I wrote this as a young man. I realized how old I am as I tried to keep up with it. Hey, so if you heard anything mm-hmm. in specific, it's a blessing because I was just trying to get the words out. I was tripping over everything. I mean, you know what I'm saying. But thank you. Thank you. Oh,
only one heard that
I'm
part
hurt.
Was you because we definitely went down a roller coaster ride of emotion with you and just the experiences and how you pull yourself up from each one of them and how you went through each of those things and just still own yourself after all of those things that you talk about that you've been through. I'm just like, it's inspiring. It's very inspiring. Oh, I loved it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it definitely was dope, boss, man. Word up. I might have to get a new custom necklace piece or not. The way you brought that energy, that must be some hit
Yo.
Energy.
Yeah. You know I got that hematite on right now.
Probably got more than that. But cheat code.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was definitely gorgeous, man. Definitely awesome. I mean, he definitely blew it out the water with that. We appreciate hearing that piece.
Hey,
yes.
Well, thanks a lot,
y'all. Do not disappoint. Also, I hear that this Monday coming up, we are getting a special treat. They're dragging back out.
Yeah.
Are they dragging you, or are you coming by your own volition?
Yeah, they drag. Well, it's partial drag. It's a partial drag. I'm halfway in it. You know what I'm saying? You know, Van.
Yeah.
You know, he announced that he announced that it was going down while on air. You know, so you know what I mean.
Oh, they playing dirty tricks on you, huh?
Yeah,
but you
yeah,
know what?
Yeah,
we
you
look
must have
forward
that
to
one.
That. Yeah. Not me.
you
pick up your pen is definitely a segment I look forward to. The pick up your pen segment, oh, that's amazing. I can't
yeah,
wait to hear what you
yeah.
have lined up for the prompt.
Me too. So we're gonna try to get into that portion of the show a little bit earlier this time around
okay.
because we always we spend a lot of time talking about our creativity and our writing,
what motivates mm-hmm. us to write and things of that nature, which is a good thing because I love hearing, you know, or being in the mind of another poet. You know, I love sharing our creativity. But we're going to try to get into the creative writing portion of the show a little early. So if you guys are interested, call in Monday the 17th, 9 o'clock p.m. right here at Epiphany Radio. We'll be going to play this game called Pick Up Your Pen. It's a creative writing game where I throw out some prompts, I play some music, and the heat is on, see, because you ain't got all day. You got until the time of the song is played. It's a fun thing to do, and I invite everybody to join us. Yeah, I invite everybody to join us. We write from different genres, and we use different phrases, and we use more than one phrase, so it's not no, you know, no baby game that you're going to be playing. We serious up in here. And then we share the pieces that we wrote, and everybody gets to speak on them, what they liked about it, what could have been done. I mean, where did you come from in your thoughts and everything like that? So it's a fun thing that we do at the Soul Cafe. And that's hosted by myself, Poetic Van Meadows, Miss Pearly Danielle. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows her, Miss Pearly. Mm-hmm. And Jared, Jess J. And that's Monday.
Okay. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, make sure that you join us back here next Monday for some fun and games at the Soul Cafe. Well, Boss Man, we thank you for blazing the mic for us. Again, I think this is about the fourth or fifth mic we've went through tonight, because that one, I know it's no more good. It's melted. You set it on fire. Nothing to do with that one. Right. Nothing more that we can do avoid it.
Well, the boss man gave me a suitcase and went out full of microphones, so we good out here in these streets.
I sure did.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
That one is no more good, but we are definitely look forward to seeing you back here next week. We appreciate you for joining us tonight.
Definitely, man.
One love, one mic.
All right. One love, one mic, y'all. Baby, baby.
Love, love.
Baby, baby.
Baby, baby. Ooh, goodness. That was amazing.
Yeah, he definitely tore it down, you know what I'm saying, and it just laid it out, you know what I mean? But, yeah.
Indeed. Yes, he did. Oh, my gosh. It looks like we have one caller, and I will say it last, but definitely not least, is EJ Ebony.
That's right. We got L.A.
Ebony
in the building, West Coast.
Awesome. Okay, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters, Ebony. How are you tonight?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Thank you so much for having me. Hello, everyone.
What's up, Ebony? How you doing, girl?
Hello. Hey, King. I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
You know, I'm chilling up in the building. Another day, another dollar. You know what I mean?
Yes. Okay,
yes,
so I'm sorry. Go ahead, Queen.
Oh, I just wanted to, I know this is your first time calling in. I just want to give a chance to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit more about who you are poetically and as a person.
Of course, of course. So my name is Ebony, but I go by the poet name of Eb M. Slow. Currently, I have a book that will be released next year. It's called The Rebirth, Flat Soda for Roses. Just like Jaya said, we both are students at CLI, as well as business partners, and we just want to bless the community with poetry and prize.
Absolutely. Oh, I love that. Bless the community with poetry and prize.
That's right.
Beautiful mission statement. I can't wait for, you know, like I was telling her, you know, we're here every Monday night. There's a show. We, you know, as you get closer to your date, make sure that you come back through and promote. We love to hear it. And I can't wait to hear what you have for us tonight.
Will do, will do. Thank you so much. So I wrote a piece about 2 weeks ago, and it is titled I Am, E-Y-E-M. And so I'm going to spit this piece for you guys.
All right.
The mic is yours.
I am all boys and bikes and water holes, watermelon grown and backyard gardens. I am peace sitting under them porch lights on patios. I am whole and broken, mended back together again. I am golden, mind deep in tropical heat. I am the weather that weathers. I am light like feather, fragile like bombs. I am mom and sometimes dad, daughter, and sister. I am hoodstuff like urban community and inner cities. I am lost and found and all around. I am out of town. I am brown and black, and I lack nothing. I am everything, and I gleam with an untainted beam. I march to the drum of my own beat. I am be right back like I never left. I am wealth and tanner and food stamps on lobster and shrimp. I am paid for, yet still you can't afford a glimpse. I am floor and grounded and rising and sun. I am won and lost. I am trophy on shelves collecting dust. I am fuss and fight, keep you up all night. I am peace encompassing. I am home and rolling stone. I am concrete rose and garden grown. I am Tupac and Afeni embodied, a Black Pantherless party. I am wick and free fruits. I am almond milk too and sharp cheddar cheese. I am macaroni and greens. I am sage and crystals. I am mental and massage, a barrage of oxymorons. Still, I am the one, never the two, a mystery to you and proof that my mitochondria DNA is always on display. I am rich and poor and ignored and seen. I am free. I am me. I am ebony blackness. I am blackberry molasses. I am class and clashing. I am wealth and healthy. I am stealth London. I am diamonds and gold. I am the mold that was broke. I am cascading. I am free and finding, excuse me, and blinding. I am perfect timing. I am Messiah's mother. I am glorious only daughter. I am a masterpiece, just trying to masterpiece. I am we and is and them and they. I am proof that naysay never got in the way. I am dreams and conquering. I am me unapologetically. I am blues and jazz and sitting in class. I am knowledge and ignorance isn't bliss. I am a kiss upon your forehead. I am dread and gloom and boom. I am bombs over Baghdad. I am survive. I am thrive. I am late, but always right on time. I have arrived. I am planted and buried and blooming. I am soothing. I am soul. I am whole. I am ebb and flow. I am a masterpiece, just trying to masterpiece. And that's that piece.
You better come.
Give her an applause. All right, Ebony.
Thank
you.
Yo, I'm glad you was able to come through, Eb. You know what I mean? Like, word.
Sure,
word.
Sure.
West Coast.
I am a masterpiece. Just trying to masterpiece. There were so many lines in this piece that I was just like, hot. Damn, hot damn. That's all you could say for it. It's hot damn. Oh my gosh.
Yes,
I'm barrage of oxymorons. What?
Uh-huh.
I was all in this piece, Ebony. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Ebb and flow. You better work. You better show up and
yeah,
tell us who you are. Oh.
That's right.
Thank
she'll
you,
be,
Queen.
She'll
thank
be, she'll be on PC tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Tune in. Poetry Corner.
Mm-hmm.
Andrea.
I cannot wait to hear more from Ebb and Flo Andrea. You guys are, oh my gosh,
my
all of that,
people,
all of that.
You know what I mean?
Affirm yourself, sis. That was bomb. That was bomb.
It was awesome.
That was definitely
I
bomb.
I loved it.
Whew. Thank you. I'm so
when that got, thank you. You are most welcome. As we get closer to the
definitely.
Date, please make sure that you let us know so that we can help you to promote the book. Make sure that you guys are amazing. And I'm so glad to have met you guys. You know, King brings some great energy through. And glad to hear you.
Yeah, no doubt. No
Ooh.
Doubt.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh. Well, don't be a stranger. Make sure that you come back through. If not tonight, every night of the week, we have something going on here on the Epiphany Radio Network, and it's definitely an opportunity to, you know, expand and grow, meet some new poets, you know, learn from different perspectives, and inject your perspective, because yours is very powerful all on its own, you know? So definitely come back through. And we appreciate you. One love and one mic, my sister.
Yeah, one love, one mic, Ebony. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, indeed. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Thank you for having me.
No doubt.
I am verklempt. Talk amongst yourselves, boys and girls. That was suspenseful. She just sent my heart a flutter. She did. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, King.
We're gonna close this out on a good note, and we're gonna throw it in the air and celebrate Philly. You know what I mean? Because that's where Danielle's from. That's where the maestro, the wizard, aka the wizard, for real, the poet is from. And before we get into that song, why don't you tell everybody what's really, really good. Great show tonight.
Okay. Absolutely. Absolutely. So before we get out of here, I do just want to take a minute to give a few shout outs, you know. I want to shout out, first of all, you know, Epiphany Radio and for making this all possible, you know. Author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, and Raw Link, shout out to the entire Epiphany family. You guys are constantly challenging us to evolve and push past our limits. I appreciate that.
We appreciate you
for coming through. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to make a special shout out to our new guests tonight, Drea and Ev and Flo, because they definitely came through and owned the mic tonight. We appreciate y'all and definitely want to hear more from you guys. And every other poet, yes, indeed, and every other poet that came through, it takes a lot
definitely.
To share this
everybody
much of yourself and to be vulnerable. Yes, it takes a lot to do this. We are blessed to have an opportunity to share this space and to open it up and give you guys, you know, give everyone a chance to share their own perspectives and learn a little something and grow a little bit. And I want to tell everybody thank you. Stay blessed, stay well, and stay hungry. Good night.
Good night.
Bring it on, a bank on when your time is gone.
on down the avenue, going on the street to the north and roots. Turn around, see the fly young lady, moving through the train and park my Mercedes. Say fly lady, man, you're looking real nice, sweeter than a honey, sugar and spice. Told her my name was Scooty B, all about making that cash money. Say Scooty B, I know your game, heard about you in the Hall of Fame. I say mama, mama, I tell you no lies, cause all I wanna do is to get you high and lay down and do the body rock. Took a walk to the corner, got into the car, took a little trip to a fancy bar, count some brews, some chase, some coke. Tell you now, brother, this ain't no joke. She got me through the crib, she laid me on the bed, I fucked her from my toes to the top of my head. I finally realized the girl was the whore, gave her $10, yeah, she was the whore. Fans came with making that dream. People always came, what the hell is that mean? People, the people who can't understand. I went home, boy, became the man. As for the way you scream and shout, one by one, I'm knocking out. Came for the way my DJ cut. Other MCs when you ain't saying nothing. You're rocking on to the break of dawn. I think so money, your time is gone. Saturday night, throwing on a tee, but I was feeling alright. Then my homie called me on the phone, and then she's what we call him wrong. Told me about this party on the south side. Count my prison, jump the super ride. Got at the bar, count some black, count the super cheap, the one in the whack. Got through the place, and who did I see? A sucker ass nigga trying to sound like me. Put my prison up against your stand, and then the sucker ass tiger, the shit he did. Throw it round across with my educated mind. Says, man, Cooley D ain't doing the time. Grabbed a microphone and I started to talk. Suck ass nigga, then he started to walk. Fans came, we're making that dream. People always say, what the hell does that mean? Fees for the people who can't understand. I won homeboy, became the man. As for the way you scream and shout, one by one, I'm knocking it out. Came for the way my DJ cut. Other MCs and you ain't saying nothing. Rocking on to the break of dawn. Stay cold money, your time is gone.
They know who we be.